Somali President Abdullahi Yusuf entered the capital, Mogadishu, this morning for the first time since taking office in late 2004. His appearance comes a day after Somali gunmen attacked Ethiopian troops in the city. Ethiopia has backed the government's interim government and were instrumental in removing an Islamic group from power in the capital. The International Crisis Group's Nick Grono tells us more about the situation on the ground.
Well, the current situation is that the transitional government with backing from Ethiopia has routed the Islamic courts, the Islamic fundamentalists, and driven them out of Mogadishu and into the south of the country, and has largely driven them from Somalia. But there's now a very uneasy calm in Mogadishu itself, because while the Islamic courts are out of power, lots of their supporters remain, and you're already beginning to see clashes in Mogadishu between Ethiopian troops and supporters of the Islamists. And so what's critical over the next few days and weeks is to try and resolve that situation and bring a peaceful situation back to Mogadishu and southern Somalia.